97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again. When I got to the garden
Second Amendment party, Radio and the Great Outdoors. Hey, we're talking about your garden, right? This weather's been so weird for February. 60 degrees. I walked out of the door the other morning, go to my morning show, and started sweating. I mean, I overdressed for it. I wasn't expecting it for some reason to be 60 degrees. So
maybe you overheated in Florida.
It could be. I was there for a couple of days. But it was warmer here that morning than it had been in Florida that Saturday morning I was down there.
Oh,
because
no,
it was in it was in the 50s, and here it was like 63 when I got in the truck the other morning.
No one's feeling bad for you.
My point is, the weather's been great. People have been outside. They've been going to parks. They have short sleeves on. They're probably thinking about gardening and what they're going to do to their yards once spring officially gets here. And guess what? We got a great deal for you, because the annual Builders St. Louis Home and Garden Show is coming, and you have an opportunity to go start making your plans now. Ellen Veman joining us, Assistant Staff VP for the show, for marketing. And great to have you on here, Ellen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fine. I went to the RV show a couple of weeks ago. Very exciting. Very, very. Just get you ready for the season. Tell us what people can expect this year.
So what people can expect to see at the home show is pretty much anything that they need for any of their home improvements inside and out. We've got hundreds of home improvement experts, and to me that's the best part about the show, is all the people that you can come down and talk to in one place. Instead of running all over town, say you're looking for windows, you know, going to six different showrooms, you can come down and compare products side by side in one location, talk to the experts, find the products that are just right for you in your next project.
So can Bo Matthews find a new thought tub down there?
A hot tub, absolutely. He has all kinds of things to choose from down there with hot tubs. We've got
Ellen. I'll be honest with you. We have a little joke going. I have a thought tub or a think tank, and that's because I'm in it all the time. But yeah, actually, I just spoke to my buddies at Two Men and a Spa Dolly. They donated to the Big Dogs Poker Bash. They're going to be down there as well. I don't understand how you get everybody in there. I was there a couple of years ago, Ellen, when they had built an actual house inside America's Center. Is that company going to come back?
We do not have a home in the show this year, no, but it is a challenge. It is a challenge getting everybody in, because it is an awful lot of people that we get in there in a pretty short amount of time. But I've always said we should do a time-lapse camera of the show coming together, because it's a really interesting process.
Oh, I bet it is. Yeah, I thought about that when I was down there for the other show, and how they piece everything together and decide what goes where and all that good stuff. So maybe cover a little bit of the gamut for us, Ellen, of what all sorts of interests you can see if you go down there.
Sure, absolutely. So I'd say that the two biggest rooms in people's homes that they want to or need to remodel are kitchens and baths. So we have an entire section of the show that's all kitchen and bath stuff. You know, people who can come in and, you know, give you a new tub or an entire new bathroom or completely remodel your kitchen. And another thing that people are really interested in these days is outdoor living. And we have an entire section of the show that has all the things that you need to create a great outdoor space, from the hardscapes to pergolas to outdoor kitchens and just everything that you would need to enjoy your outdoors.
Yeah, I'll bet
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I bet my friends at Chesterfield Fence and Deck are going to be down there, because they're new sponsors to show. And
those are good guys.
Oh, they really are. Looking forward to that. What were you saying, Bo? Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, in the last 3 years since the pandemic, people have really embraced that outdoor space to really maximize, you know, and learn how to enjoy it more than just staring at it and mowing the grass. And so I love the hardscape companies that come out, and because they usually do like waterfalls and that kind of thing. So you may not have a full home inside this show, but will you have the hardscape people there?
We do. We've got a couple of big feature landscapes, and they do the waterfalls and the different things. And, you know, it's amazing every year how many new colors and shapes and different hardscape materials come out, and they're all fantastic. And they're beautiful to look at, and they've got, you know, the water features and fountains and different things that you can put in your yard. And yeah, the last few years with us being home more has got a lot of people thinking about their homes and how they function for them and the things that they want to do to make them better for their home and their life.
Yeah. Well, Ellen, obviously you've been doing this for a while now. What's your favorite part of it?
My favorite part is the kind of fun stuff that we do. I've fenced my house. I've got a new roof. I've done all this, you know, things that are on my to-do list that have to get done. But, you know, the fun stuff, too, that kind of breaks up the shopping part of it. We've got a full-size pickleball court there this year, and people can pick up a paddle and play. We've got the disconnected canines, the world-famous Frisbee dogs coming out. So I like the fun stuff that goes along with the home show because we always try to make an experience and not just, you know, just a day out shopping.
Yeah, pickleball's huge. I mean, I wonder, is there a market for people getting these installed in their backyards now? They're smaller than tennis courts. I wonder, is that something that it's even on your radar?
I wouldn't see why not. You know, I mean, a few years ago, the big thing was all the sport courts.
Right.
I would think that maybe the pickleball courts in your backyard is the next upcoming thing because so many people are doing it. I've never played myself, so I'm kind of looking forward to getting on it and seeing what it's all about.
But is it like exercise equipment? You buy it and you hang your clothes on it. Is it just less grass to cut in your backyard if you install a pickleball court?
Great idea. I like that.
That's still a plus, right?
Yeah.
Still a plus. Less mowing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Make the investment anyway.
Yeah, we'll play pickleball, but maybe not.
A lot of people get in trouble with this show because, you know, you'll go down, you'll see an idea, you're thinking, oh, I'm going to go to YouTube, I'm going to be able to do this myself. You get halfway through the project and it's terrible. But you guys have a lot of contractors that show here because they're obviously looking for business and things like that. The contractors probably book a lot of business during this time, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, they do. And a lot of the companies will offer show specials if you're willing to, you know, book a job or even just book an appointment during the show for them to come out to your house and take a look. A lot of them do have show specials. You can save yourself some money by coming out and doing it at the show.
Yeah, or a hot tub or one of those swim spas, those big long
right.
things. Ooh, those They're things
amazing.
Are so cool. Who pays for the water bill this month? That's the question. How many vendors do you have selling those things?
Selling the hot tubs? I think we've probably got 5 or 6 different pool and spa companies that have a wide range of different brands of spas. And I know at least a couple of them sell the swim spas too, which are awesome.
Yeah, that's true. You remember what? Was it not, what, gosh, 2 years ago maybe, during the middle of the COVID problem, you couldn't find somebody willing to commit to put a pool in your yard. They were so busy.
Right.
Right.
Right. So backed
yeah.
up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know what's good about this time of the year? Certainly Missouri weather is on again, off again. What's great about it is it's an opportunity to be indoors, 5.5 acres of space of all these different vendors, over 300, I think I saw, 1,000 booths there. And you can take your family, put the baby in a stroller, go for a walk, get your steps in inside of the facility. It's a wonderful experience, right?
It really is a fun show. I mean, there's so much to see and do, and there is, you know, stuff for the kids. We have chalk art the kids can do. They've got make it and take it projects. They can plant a seedling and take it home and watch it grow. You know, like I said, we've got the Frisbee dogs, which are always a favorite. And then they can also register to win a $5,400 play center, swing set play center for their backyard.
Yeah, I noticed online that you can buy your tickets online now, right?
Yes, you can.
The website, stlhomeshow.com?
Mm-hmm, you can, and then you don't have to wait in line when you get down there.
Yeah, you can also buy
parking. Is there any kind of discounts available out there?
We do have a discount coupon on our website for $2 off on Friday, $1 off over the weekend. People can get that at stlhomeshow.com as well.
And it's only $10, right? For adults?
It is only 10
yeah,
bucks. Yep.
Right.
And if you're coming down after work on Friday, say it is $5 after 5 o'clock, so you can get in half price.
I think it's going to be exciting, Ellen, because a lot of people are going to their own gardening to be sustainable, you know, grow their own food or have their own chickens. Will you have chickens at the show?
You know, we don't have chickens at the show. I would love to have chickens at the show, and other home shows around the country have brought in chickens, which I think is so fun.
Yeah.
But no, we won't have chickens. But we do have the Midwest Garden Gal. She's going to be talking on our lifestyle stage 3 times every day, giving really awesome gardening tips. And her book that just came out is Cheap Tricks Gardening. So she is going to tell people ways to garden cheap, less expensive.
Yeah, well, it's a,
and all kinds of ways to be a good gardener.
It's a lost art. Just think, if you brought chickens in and one laid an egg, it might cover its own cost.
Hey, that's the truth.
Prices are up everywhere. I'm just saying. It's the truth. So the Home and Garden Show is coming up next weekend, March 3rd to the 5th at America Center, Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5. And again, you can go online, stlhomeshow.com, and you can find the link to buy tickets and any other information, even the floor plan, to find out what's going on down there.
You can find it all.
Ellen, good to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on Second Amendment Radio and the great indoors on this segment, because we're talking about an indoor show, which is awesome. But it is the great outdoors. Ellen Veman, thank you so much. Good luck at the show, and I hope you got some comfy sneakers to be getting your steps in.
Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good,
all right,
good stuff.
We're going to... We are going to move along with Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. We're going to be talking to a group called Suburban Bow Hunters. They just reached out and said they want to talk to us, and man, can't wait to find out what they do. It's all coming up on Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors.
And it's all right now. Yeah. Learn my lesson well. You see, you can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
Get more at 971talk.com.